Hi, Adal. How was the show?
It was another live premium episode from Convolution 2015, and John Thompson's here.
Hi.
John Thompson.
John Thompson's still in the house. We're doing some phone bone eye. But Andy Ashcraft, you were at this one because it was a live premium episode, which means it's $2. You guys are going to give me $2. And over at Bandcamp, thedorkforest.bandcamp.com. And it was with Landry Walker, comic book writer.
All right. I was there for that one.
Yeah. You were excited about that guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's a terrific writer.
Yeah. He wrote, he did Supergirl. He's done a lot of sort of kids comic books, mm-hmm. which I was like, that still exist.
Yeah. And more so every day, honestly.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think there's a lot more.
They're trying to get him young again?
Yeah. They're going, hey, wait a minute. We're aging our comic book population out of.
Right, because everybody has disposable income and they buy all their comic books.
Right, and at some point you have kids and you stop having disposable incomes.
Yep.
Right.
And, I can relate.
And you stop buying comic books.
Right.
Until at some point you realize, hey, there are comic books for kids.
And now I can
buy them for my kids.
Right. And so he wrote, it was Supergirl, and then there was a couple other. He has an animated show over in France based on one of the comic books he did, The Spooky Thing.
Yep.
And then he wrote a very adult.
Right, right. Danger Club.
You've read.
Over at Image. Yes, I read through it, and it's awesome. It's only, I think, nine issues long, but it's a great story.
Yeah, so it's two graphic novels and finite. I love a finite story.
Yeah.
It opens, it starts, it closes. One of the reasons I've stopped doing so much comics is that the stories go on. You never resolve the core conflicts of the character.
Right. And who doesn't love an arc?
Yeah.
Where you're at least, this was an episode that I can then take a break and come back in and then find out what are they doing now? Mm-hmm. And he could do that with Danger Club.
Right, right. And he talked about how this one was particularly hard for him to write. I mean, or I should say, they took their time with it, and they spent a lot of time massaging out the details of it.
Right, because it was self. It was his own thing, right?
Yeah,
Is it Image or?
Yeah, it's Image.
Okay.
Which means that basically it's you know, he has the rights to it, and basically they.
It's all him.
It's all him.
But what he did say.
And his artist that he works with.
Right.
Eric Jones.
Eric Jones, good. But the thing he did say about it was that it was sort of an examination of the Silver Age into the current age, I think it was.
Yeah.
He said that he was sad about superheroes, or he wasn't sad about it, but he was trying to figure out, because sometimes stuff is too dark.
Right, right. Yeah. And so it has these throwbacks, it has these flashbacks to...
That I didn't get.
A time when things were lighter and more, and where superhero comics was just fun stuff. And
everyone spoke with exclamation points.
Yeah. Right, it was super clear. I think his splash page had that. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
The first page has that.
The first page of each comic was always a splash, sort of flashback to...
The previous...
Like a 60s style comic.
Right, and then it goes right into post Watchmen.
Right,
right.
So which is dark and gritty and bloody and awesome as well.
It is a fascinating story because it's teen heroes, which I always love.
I love a teen hero.
You do. Do you love a teen hero, John Thompson?
It's a nice way to get someone you can relate to for the target audience. It always changes. In addition to puberty and trying to meet up with someone interesting, you have to save the world.
Right. Right, just make it complicated.
In this case, it's the teen heroes in a world where all of the adult heroes, all their mentors and parents and things, have gone off to space to fight some sort of horrible Earth.
So now it's the Lord of the Flies.
It's Lord of the Flies with superpowers.
Yep.
Right. And those
that can't end well.
And the adults never came back.
Right. Oh. So they might have lost. Yeah. So everybody, get this one because it's really fun.